Mini episode 687 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 687 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of season 2 of Better Call Saul. The initial campaign of Breaking Bad's prequel was thought to have an impossible act to follow, but many critics regarded it as even superior to the first chapter of Walter White's epic journey. Here are the top five dynamics that we're looking at as season 2 looks to rapidly accelerate Jimmy McGill's journey to Saul Goodman. Number 5. It's worth considering whether Howard Hamlin will continue to exist as a foil for Jimmy as he transitions into becoming Saul. For much of season 1, the polished Howard, who is the face of respectable lawyering in Albuquerque, was a counterpoint and seeming adversary for Jimmy, who didn't realize that Howard was only respecting Chuck's wishes. The Jimmy McGill that we've seen so far is Saul-like in his demented creativity and occasional buffoonery, but he's been a fundamentally honest creature for the most part. We know that quality is on borrowed time, so as Saul continues to emerge, one wonders if more clashes with the lead partner of HHM are inevitable. Jimmy and Chuck are at loggerheads, probably permanently, and Chuck's been the cause of issues between Jimmy and Howard so far, but as Jimmy starts to embrace the true spirit of outlaw lawyering, he is sure to earn the scorn and maybe even the active opposition of a man who claimed to always like him. Number 4. Jimmy and Kim's strangely undefined relationship seems ripe for a little further definition one way or another. The two are close friends, and even with Jimmy's Kevin Costner charade in the season finale, it's clear that he seems to want more from her. That's been established professionally, as he tried to hire her away from HHM when he temporarily had the huge seed money from the Kettleman fortune, but he seems to have a thing for her personally as well. In season 1, we saw for the first time the ability of a woman to cause Jimmy real pain, as the Chicago sunroof was motivated by great despair at the hands of his then-wife. We've also seen how cutting the betrayal of his own brother was to him, as well as the loss of a close friend in Marco who felt abandoned by Jimmy. It wouldn't be surprising if any kind of rejection from Kim also plays a part in Jimmy's eventual full-blown embrace of the dark side. Number 3. Chuck's emergence as one of TV's most vulnerable and least likely villains could contain new twists. The rejection and backstabbing coming from a brother for whom he sacrificed so much ripped Jimmy right to his soul. That proved to be the puzzle piece that we were waiting for, the big season 1 element that started the journey to Sauldom in earnest. Chuck is a sick man, albeit with his psychosomatic issues, so his trajectory could go any number of ways as time goes along, but it's clear that his relationship with Jimmy from this point forward will only ever be fraught with regret and mutual disgust. Number 2, Mike's new friend, the crooked vet, seems to be the key to establishing the web of contacts that the cleaner would utilize in his later desert years. Of course, season 1 was not just the start of the origin story of Saul Goodman. It also filled in the blanks about how Albuquerque's most feared fixer and enforcer came to be in his present circumstances. Mike always carried a real weight and gravity born of deep pain during his Breaking Bad years, and now we know why. With his unwitting role in the demise of his beloved son. Mike and Jimmy have also cracked the seal in terms of working together, so the network of criminals that will enrich them in later years figures to start being assembled in earnest this season. Number 1, Jimmy's going to be seeing much more of Nacho, Tuco, and some other very scary characters. The producers have already made clear that initial plans called for Nacho to be a bigger part of season 1 before other aspects of the storytelling put that level of usage on the back burner. Now, with Jimmy at the dawn of his embrace of the Saul Goodman identity, there's bound to be more life or death showdowns in the desert on the near horizon, courtesy of these drug pushers. Again, Mike's going to be doing his own networking this season, possibly starting down the path to Gustavo Fring. And while Jimmy's own decision to break bad is still a work in progress, a wily and persuasive criminal like Nacho seems like he's going to be a crucial part of the equation. Season 2 now has two tough acts to live up to, both Season 1 and the Breaking Bad series, but this creative team has been equal to every challenge so far, and it's going to be so much fun to watch them tackle this season. We'll be right here watching and reviewing all of it. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.